An open letter from God the Father to John Boehner, United States House of Representatives. Greetings, my son. We are appalled with what happened yesterday in Texas. The creatures of darkness took the power that they had created with the murder of the people in the Christian college in California and used it in a horrendous spiritual battle against the people of Dallas, trying to destroy their power and thereby destroying the power of George and Laura Bush. We have never seen the like of this, that creatures of darkness take power directly from a incident like this and use it immediately to attack us. It is unheard of. But the battle was horrendous. They threw everything they had at us, not just the power from that particular incident, but power they had gathered from all over the world. They are terrified that the people of Dallas might rise up and ask George and Laura Bush to take the missions that I have asked them to take and join my candidate for the presidency, Speaker Gerald Polly, and campaign for him and help him win the election. For them to do things like this is simply unheard of, and we are appalled at the ferociousness with which they attacked. They were driven off. They were soundly defeated. That they use this power so quickly and so directly and for such a purpose really disturbs us. We need your help to get my candidate on the ballot so that we can fight this evil and turn this dark power away from my people. I have been asked if I believe that Nick Romney knew that his wife's holding company had invested in a company that was highly believed to be involved in sex trafficking. Well, I can tell you, I do not like some of Romney's policies. I do not believe that he is fit to be President of the United States. I do not believe that he would knowingly allow his holding company or his wife's holding company to invest in an organization that it is well believed is involved in sex trafficking. I simply cannot believe that this would be the case. I still want Romney to withdraw from the race and support my candidate for the presidency, Speaker Gerald Polly, but I do not believe that he would do something like this. I simply cannot. I'm also asked, what do I think of Donald Trump allowing transvestites to take part in the Miss America pageant? I am sickened by this. I am disgusted by this. I am still in hopes that someday we can reach Donald and bring him back to my service and get him away from these people that are leading him into this foul and disgusting behavior. He is a great man. He is one of my dearest friends for many ages and is in this world to serve a great purpose. But I cannot agree with things like this. Transvestites are sick. They are deranged, and they should not be in the Miss America pageant.